Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spirit Connections with your host, internationally renowned intuitive psychic medium, Donna Marie Crawford. With clients in more than 30 countries around the world, Donna Marie is known for her compassionate and empathetic readings. Whether you are seeking a connection with a loved one who has passed, or you desire spiritual guidance about a particular challenge that you are facing right now, Donna Marie delights in sharing messages and insights from Spirit. To learn more about Donna Marie and the services that she offers, please visit her website at DonnaMarieCrawford.com, where you can also get access to her free video series, How to Awaken Your Divine Intuition. And now, the host of Spirit Connections, Donna Marie.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me. I welcome you to my blog talk show. I try to do it once a week on Thursdays. I try to always be here on Thursday at 6:30, so if you're needing or desiring a connection with Spirit, you know when to find me where. I'm also at DonnaMarieCrawford.com anytime if you're interested in connecting with me privately. I am still wishing everyone a happy, healthy new year, and I don't think it's ever too much or too late to be doing that. I think we should probably do it all year long because it really gives us everybody that positive energy, and sending others positive energy really does help uplift our energy as well. And this time of year in New England, we're definitely all getting a little stir crazy being indoors and feeling a little down in the dumps without as much sunlight. So I try to keep my energy and everyone around me up as much as possible. I always start readings off by letting everyone know that I only ask for messages of the best and highest good. I don't do any kind of a doom, gloom, death type prediction. I ask Spirit to work with me in the light, and by working in the light, there is no darkness. I ask to receive and be able to share messages with others that will help them have a more happy and joyful and peaceful journey. So that's the perspective I ask Spirit to work with me and how I share messages. I use all my senses, so there's times where I'll receive a sign or a sensation that I interpret through my life experience that doesn't necessarily match up with the message being delivered. So that's where we work together. My life experience is what it is, and that's how I deliver messages. But if I receive something that connects with you in a different way, then that's the way it's meant to connect with you. I'm not always perfect in my interpretation, but that's because I am human, just as everyone else is, and doing my best to try to communicate the insights and the emotion and the wonderful messages that Spirit sends to all of us and really wants us to be aware of. Now, I do have a lot of callers today, so I want to get right on to the phone lines. Again, I thank everyone for calling and connecting and even listening to the shows in the archives. Please trust and know if I'm sharing a message with someone else and it feels as if it pertains to you or it connects to you or validates or confirms insight that you receive yourself or are looking to receive, trust and know that that really is how Spirit can work, especially when we're in a group setting like this. It's like a rock skipping on a lake where, you know, you can hit more than one spot with the same rock and it has just as much impact. So trust and know that if it's meant for you and you receive it through another, it's divinely meant to happen. My first caller is from area code 510, and the last two numbers are 26 on your phone number. Hi, thanks for calling in.
Hi, Donna. Happy New Year.
Thank you, and you too. And what's your name?
My name is Rochelle.
Hi, Rochelle. Thanks so much.
Thank you for your show. This is my first time actually calling your show. May I ask if you see any new job opportunities coming up for me this year?
Well, I have to tell you that I always share with you what I receive, and I hear spirit sending. You know, I have lots of guides that work with me, and some of them can be pretty funny. And it's like, let's get the show on the road, Rochelle, because you really need more challenge. You've aced where you are, and it's time for you to have more. I keep hearing more. You need to expand. I absolutely feel it's possible, but we got to get you to take that and act. The action on the inspiration you've been receiving, because you've been having that itch for a little while, and that spirit giving you the guidance to start taking action, moving in that direction, exploring options, getting the feelers out, and really setting an intention that you're open and ready for more. Oftentimes we limit ourselves with our own beliefs, thank you. I feel as if, you're very responsible, and we all have financial responsibility, so there's concerns. You know, you want to make sure that you're not going to leave one thing and go to something else that's not certain. But I feel that spirit is considering that in the guidance with you, because that's, a real key component, security in your energy, and rightly so. It is in many of ours, but trust not in all. So know that that's being considered with the guidance that you're receiving. I do feel that I want to say mid-year there's going to be something that you're not going to be able to refuse, because it's going to have to be that good to get you to make that change and feel secure in making the change. So I feel that there is going to be an offer coming mid-year, but I think cultivating and starting to get going on this is really going to help it, could help it even come sooner, but you got to practice, boasting yourself, Rochelle.
Yes, I've been eagerly looking for some time, and I don't want to just take anything. I want to make sure that we are in sync with each other, so I am somewhat selective. I do have a home business that I'm doing, and I don't need to rush out of this right away, but I want to make sure it's a good match, and also that it keeps me on the track that my soul is supposed to be on for this lifetime. So
yep.
I'm glad to know
absolutely
something is company. Okay, wonderful.
Absolutely.
Well,
and like I say, I feel like mid-year there's going to be an opportunity that comes along that's going to be, you won't be able to refuse it at all. It's going to be absolutely in alignment with what you're looking for. But I want to say the way I was feeling is, and when I said practice, it's kind of just getting out there and doing, checking things out, interviewing, getting that feel and feeling things out and getting in practice of that and being able to trust yourself in that knowing of when the right thing is there. Absolutely.
Great. Yep. Well, thank you so much for your input.
Mid-year is definitely the brightest time for this kind of move. But again, like I say, you really need the expansion, because you're ready.
I am so ready. I'm so ready.
Yep.
But thank you.
Yep.
That's very encouraging. Okay.
Thank
you.
And I appreciate you for letting me share the messages.
Yeah. God bless. Bye-bye.
Blessings. Blessings always. There's so many of us that oftentimes we'll receive the guidance and we do start taking action in that direction, and sometimes we don't. But trust to know if it is positive, it will always keep, I call it that nagging little thing that you're feeling you need to do, but you have a hard time moving in that direction. We all eventually do move in that direction in some shape or form, if it is for our best and highest good, if we really want to move in that direction for ourselves. And Spirit's always supporting and guiding us and won't let us forget it if it is for our best good. My next caller is from area code 805, and the last two numbers are 79 in your phone number. Thank you so much for calling in tonight and sharing time with me.
Hi, Donna. This is Donna. I've had a reading with you before, but I just wanted to tell you that every time you're just right on.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's great to hear from you. Happy New Year. Happy, healthy New Year.
Thank you. I'm a little sick right now, but yeah, Happy New Year to you too. I wanted to know, I really want to get into a marriage, companionship, relationship, and I just got on this older site for dating, and I'm talking to like 4 different men. I haven't met with them yet, talking on the phone and whatnot. But I wanted to know, is this going to be my way? Can you ask them if this is going to be my way that I'm going to meet a companion?
You know, I feel that that's, Donna, I feel that's why you were guided there. And you know, and I was just about to say it was so funny, but it's divine that this has been something that you've been a little resistant to, just because of, you know, perspective. Thank you. So when you've opened up to this this perspective, and I want to say it's really boosted your self-awareness of exactly what it is that you're deserving of, and getting you a little more comfortable with having positive attention. I definitely feel it's a positive path for you at this time, and I feel it's really going to help you become more in tune with your inner knowing and trusting of it. I feel that, you know, I want to say, I have to say, I'm not sure if one of these 4 is the one, but I feel as if it's priming you for the right one. So I want to say that. So don't give up hope. I'm not saying it's not. I'm just wondering if there's not, this is like the beginning of getting you ready to be prepared for the one that's just going to connect. But I do feel that there is one very strong candidate in this 4. I feel 3, not as much, but 1 very, very strong that you are receiving some guidance to really focus on one specific more than the others, just because of that inner knowing and connection that you feel.
Oh, good.
Does that connect with you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so I'm not saying that he's not the one that's going to be like the one that's really the most positive, but I'm feeling that out of the 4, or he's the one. I'm not sure positive. I'm not getting an absolute positive, but I definitely feel that this route is divinely guided, and because of your resistance, it's like now you're really, it's like that light is raising above your head, and it's like, well, why didn't I try this sooner, or, you know, get into this, you know, exploring this option. And that's always, our hindsight's always 20/20, you know. I feel it's a real positive route for you to meet, because, you know, Don, it's so difficult to get out and meet people that have the same interests. So by trusting and knowing and exploring through this avenue, it's absolutely a positive route for you.
Oh, good. Okay.
So, you know, like I say, out of the 4, there's one that's got, you know, really, you know, like, I guess you put it like a spotlight on it. And that you have this inner knowing, because there was like a click, a connection that it's a trust, an inner knowing that you're able to feel more with one than with the other. So he would be one that would be more of a focus. But be open to even more coming along, Donna, because there's even more interest coming. And, you know, you're so deserving of it. So once you're over that squirminess of it, you're going to really enjoy it.
Good.
You know what I mean? I think you're understanding what I'm trying to say with the squirminess of it. You know, being comfortable being told what a beautiful outside as well as inside you have, and you know, having someone be really passionately attracted to you will take getting used to. But you are so deserving of it that you're going to get used to it quick.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Wonderful. All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, and keep me posted. I'd love to hear how it goes, because I feel such lightness in your energy, and I know it's, you're going to enjoy this part of the journey.
Oh, super. I'm so excited. Thanks again.
Great. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Blessings always.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's exciting. I love to feel that lightness in others and the newness of the reconnection with the divineness that we all are. I thank you. That's the way Spirit's giving me the words for that. Okay, my next caller is from area code 805, and the last 2 numbers are 72. Thank you for calling me and joining us tonight.
Hello?
Hi, thanks for joining in the call tonight. I appreciate you spending time with me.
Hi, this is Virginia.
Hi, Virginia.
Hi. I have a question.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yes, this is like new to me because I usually don't call. And so I have a hard time asking what questions I want to know. But what I can think of right now is I want to know about my move. Am I going to be making a move into a house? I want to move into a house. And I want to, the question is, do you see this happening for me soon?
Okay. Well, I've definitely, when you say wanna, it's more than just wanna. It's like a really strong burning desire that you've had for quite a while. And I feel as if you are making effort in that direction, but it's very difficult. I feel as if obstacles keep coming up. I feel almost like I'm on a track, and every time I'm getting a little closer, another, you know, those hurdle things pop up in front of you. I definitely feel it's possible for you, and I feel with your perseverance, you're going to achieve that goal. But I feel it's going to be a little bit longer than you're hoping it will be, only because of your willingness to help others. Virginia, are you, you know, I have to just ask, are you one that would put others before you? I mean, I think you keep putting other people's needs before yourself and your wants.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And that's, you know, that's admirable, Virginia. And we're all here really to be of service to others is the way Spirit's asking me to say this to you. But it's okay to be able to focus on your wants and needs and, you know, withhold a little bit for yourself to be able to achieve them. Because, you know, you are, you know, I know the word deserving is very strong in readings today for me, and it's coming through here, too. You're very deserving of what it is you're most desiring. It's not like you're wanting to live in, you know, Beverly Hills, and, you know, you're just wanting to have a place of that's safe and secure and happy and, you know, peaceful. And I feel that Spirit is absolutely validating that you're deserving of that and that you can have that. But you've allowed yourself to be such a giver that you don't leave enough for you to be able to have those things, you know, that goal. So, yep, I think you're going to do it, but it's overcoming and being able to say no sometimes to others and not, you know, not in a bad way, because you're so, you know, there's no way you can withhold yourself. You're just, that's your purpose here is to be giving to others. And, you know, you really are. And but you're also a magnet for those that know that they can depend on you when they don't want to depend on themselves. So trust and know that. Thank you. Trust and know that that oftentimes we rob others of fulfilling their knowing that they can do for themselves because we do for them. So if you help to guide them in the direction of helping themselves, then you're helping them more by helping them, if that makes sense. I know it sounded kind of twisty from my end. Okay, thank you. And by doing that, you're going to be freeing yourself up to be able to achieve this. And yes, I do feel you're going to be able to do it, but it's going to be really being more comfortable and accepting of giving to yourself as much as you give to others, that's going to help you get there quicker. I hope that makes sense and connects with you.
Yes, it does. Okay.
But, I think you're going to be able to do it, and I really feel the positive, you know, because it's such a burning desire, Virginia. You know, you're so, that's really one of the only things you've ever desired to be able to do for yourself.
Yeah, I want to have a house. I'm tired of living in, you know, an apartment.
And I feel Spirit is with you, supporting you, and encouraging you to know that you are deserving of it and that it can happen for you and to trust that. But to know that, you know, you got to kind of keep it for yourself a little bit to get there instead of just giving it all to everyone else, you know. And that's hard, when, especially when you have so many that, you know, you have that light about you. that those that don't want to do for themselves will be drawn towards.
And they find
you know,
me, let me tell you, I find them.
Yeah, oh, yeah, well, yeah, it's your light. I mean, it's a light that, you know, it's an energy about you, but it's also part of your experience to know that you have that light and that, you know, that you do attract those that need it, but then you attract others that depend on it. And that's not always good. You know, we don't want them to depend. We want them to be able to do for themselves, too. Do you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's kind of setting up, you know, a little bit of a boundary and also following that intuitive knowing that you have when it's going too far. And allow you to be able to have what you want, because you don't want to give out and have built up resentment inside and travel that way. Yeah. And so Spirit's validating and reassuring you it's okay to be able to, you know, work for your stuff and not just for everyone else's. So it's okay to be good to you, too. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And the more you're able to, you know, do for you, the more you'll be able to do for others once you're able to feel that fulfillment of, you know, it's such a burning desire. I feel you keep moving in that direction, but you got to keep the hurdles down. All right?
Yeah, do you feel that there's any, like, ancestors coming through, Spirit? Any spirit?
Any what, hun?
Any spirit coming through to tell me something. Is there any?
Oh, well, there you have feminine energy galore around you, strong energy. A little bit bossy, I want to say, because you really get strong messages. It's either mother or grandmother, and it's on your mother's side of the family. She's very much, she reminds you often to do more for yourself and less for others, very often, but you don't listen. Because, you know, you make excuses as to why you have to do for others instead of for yourself, is the way she's saying this. And and as I say, she's very strong-willed and very, very much sending you messages and guidance to move in that direction. That's why you feel yourself drawn. But, you know, again, it's that purpose, that passion of helping others that can interfere sometimes with what's really for your highest good, you know? So, yeah, mother, if it's not your mother, it's your mother's mother. But I felt it was probably your mother because that's how forward she was with giving advice and guidance always. She's always in your ear.
Okay.
Not your imagination.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you so much, Virginia. Have a great night and Happy New Year.
You too, Happy New Year.
All right, thank you. Yeah, oftentimes we can be our own stoppers when it comes to following guidance that we receive. My next caller is from area code 201, and the last two numbers are 40 in your number. Thank you for joining me tonight. Hi.
Hi, this is Ruth.
Ruth?
Rose.
Rose, I'm sorry. I didn't have a good hearing there.
All right.
Happy New Year. Thank you so much for joining me tonight.
You. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to know what kind of changes do you see coming for me for the new year?
Okay. All right. Well, I feel, again, as with one of the earlier callers tonight, I feel as if there's need for expansion in your career, in your path, in your, I don't know, I call it employment, the way we make money or the way we're able to support ourselves. It's as if, I have to say, I have to use the word a little unfulfilled in that area of your energy, and that there's encouragement to make some either advances or complete change, like go into something completely new that you've been feeling drawn to, but hesitate because we all do need to be able to support ourselves. It's as if there's there's a need for expansion in your path, in that, in your journey in this area of your energy, and it's kind of affecting other areas where you're feeling stuck, even though you're advancing. Thank you. That's the word, not just expanding. You're becoming more connected with your inner knowing and spirit, with, you know, with purpose, with need for fulfillment, and an understanding that that's really what's most important. It's kind of, Rose, as if I see you, like you've been more in like a cubicle office kind of frame of reference versus being out in the public, and you're feeling the need to break out of what you're doing and expand into something different, completely different. Does that connect with you?
Yeah, I would like to, but I'm not sure which direction to take. So,
right, and that's where I feel the earlier part of this year is going to be dedicated to more, Rose, is kind of exploration of following the guidance and the things that are coming to you, because, you know, we really do draw into our lives that which we focus on, and by opening yourself up to finding that, I have to use the word niche. It's almost as if you're just looking for the right track, like you're at a train station and there's all these trains going in different ways and you're just wanting to know which is the right one to get on. And there's times where you have to get on one and go a couple of stations to realize that's not the one, but you pick up a little bit while you're on that train. Do you know? So I want to say that the way Spirit's giving me this is there's going to be exploration as to really the direction that you're going to find is most fulfilling for you. And the second half of the year is going to be expanding into that and finding ways of moving into that direction, because it's just like you're stagnant where you are, or not necessarily trapped, but feeling as if you got to get out. You got to make a change. You got to do it different. And Spirit is supporting that and guiding you. And you know, it can be as subtle, Rose, as opening the newspaper and seeing a workshop of something that interests you. That's kind of in alignment about something you've been thinking about. It could be as blunt as somebody calling you up and saying, you know, I got this opportunity and I thought you might be interested, and it's kind of in alignment with what, do you know what I mean? It can come in all forms. But I feel as if it's going to be, you know, a little bit of this and a little bit of that is what's going to help you formulate the exact right formula for you. So the first half is going to be exploring, and I feel the second half is expanding. And that's the way Spirit's wanting me to share that. So be open to what's coming and trust in it, because, you know, you're really putting out there what you're asking for the guidance and asking for the direction, and trust and know all of us need to know that we are always answered when we ask. We can never ask too much, and we're always given what's going to resonate with us and what's not, so that we can understand what does. Do you know? It's that inner knowing, the know that it's the trueness that connects with your vibration and your energy that's going to be the answer for you. But I feel that, you know, expanding in the second half of the year is going to be fast and furious and joyous, because you're really going to feel like you're moving towards your purpose and fulfilled.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining me. And I think that, you know, so many of us are in the same position as you are, you know, wanting and desiring, but not knowing where to go. And by trusting in that guidance, once we put it out there, we really are led in the right direction for our best and highest good.
All right.
Thank you. Blessings
on you.
Bye-bye. Well, I am very limited on time, and I know, I'm sorry, there's a couple of folks that have been on the line that I'm not going to be able to get to. I will be here next Thursday, and you can call in, I think, as much as, quite a bit before the show and hold. I do the best I can to try to share messages with everyone, and trust and know that following your intuition and becoming in touch with it really is our best and highest good always. And I thank Spirit for sending us messages. I wish you a wonderful, joyous week. And check me out at DonnaMarieCrawford.com if you'd like any more information about me or to connect with me privately. Blessings always.